That brings us to another very important point. Once you accept Baba, and he's the Lord, he's the avatar, not only is he God, but he's man. So he's one step higher than gods, the divine God-realized souls. He's even higher than that. And we accept him as our master, our God. So it behooves us to stick to him and him alone. That is why Baba has given us this injunction. Don't run after musts. Don't run after saints. Don't run after other masters. Because in your ignorance, first of all, in your ignorance, you don't know if they are perfect beings or not. And if they are not, they are going to do more harm than good to you. And another thing, if he is the king of kings, these other masters, these saints, musts, they are like his servants, his ministers, his gatekeepers. So if we have friendship with the emperor himself, we have direct access to the emperor, then why go to the emperor through the gatekeepers and the ministers? We can go direct to him. We don't need these other gatekeepers and ministers, these musts and other saints to reach Baba. We have had contact with him direct. So deal with him and him alone. Nobody else. So Baba says, That is one of the points about having 100% faith. You see? If you have 100% faith in Baba, you are not going to run after these other masts and masters. You will go direct to him alone. It's only when you lack faith and you said, let me derive some benefit from this mast, let me derive some benefit from this saint, let me take as much benefit as I can from here, there, everywhere, like a bird, I will fly from one place to another, one person to another. In the end, getting nothing. If you stick to Baba alone, mind you, Baba is a hard taskmaster. Yes. He will mold you. He will shape you. And in doing that shaping and molding, you will be buffered in life. You will be thrown this way and that way. But remember that Baba allows the water to come up to here, but he will never let you drown. Hold on to him, he will never let you drown. The water will rise here, 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 here. And then Baba will just pick you up and you're a better man, and whatever had to be done, Baba has done and finished with your past sanskars or your whatever had to happen. So don't be worried if tragedy strikes you. Tragedy, happiness, joy, sorrow, hurt, pain, all these must come in life. You can't just go unscattered in life without anything touching you. But if you have Baba, it just sort of slips by you. The other people think it's a big tragedy. Of course, we are human beings. We do feel. But we are not bowed down by it. He helps us to walk straight again, and as quickly as possible. We will never be weighed down by the material blows that come to us. I don't say life is all blows, but with Baba then life becomes beautiful. Every day has its beauty, his joy, its happiness, because you know Baba is with you. He's by you. He's sitting by you. He's standing by you. He's walking by you. And he's looking after you. So, stick to him and him alone, and your love grows for him and your faith grows for him and your conviction automatically. These are all one after the other. It automatically comes. If this is so, this is it. If this is so, this is it. That's how. And then life becomes a joy. Death has no sting. Death has no fear now. We sometimes joke, Adi, you going first or I'm going first? Come on. I tell him, allow me to go first. He said, no, allow me to go first. He said, because we know now, what does death mean? It's going to Baba. And then coming again, only that Baba, when you come down, bring us down with you again. Such joy, such beauty you behold in his presence, in his life, in his ways. And for the God-man to say, you belong to me, you are my own. He will tell you. If you haven't met him physically, somehow or the other, he will convey this to you. He will make you feel that you are his own, if you have that faith and conviction in him. And know that he is watching over you and looking after you. But you must try to live up to his standard. Make him happy in all your ways. That's all he asks. So that is how I found life. I mean, we've had our tragedies, we've had our blows, materially, physically, in life, losing a son in an accident. Everything has happened. I mean, there's nothing that has not happened. But no scars have been left. There are no scars. You come out of it unscarred. Because you know, Baba knows about it. And without his knowing, these things wouldn't have happened. And because it has happened, it was necessary. If you lose a dearly beloved one, you hand him over to Baba. Baba, he's yours. Take care of him. And he does. So that is another long story. Another time we'll talk about it. Because I feel that a big dose at one time is not good. Small doses of Baba.
Thank you.
Right?
Homeopathic doses.
I beg your pardon?
Homeopathic doses, little sugar pills.
Yes.
One at a time.
Always. Small doses are potent doses. A big dose may be too much.
Too much to absorb at once.
So that is life.